Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi everyone, welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. Today I wanted to talk about how meal planning can help lower your grocery budget. With the cost of groceries having risen so much recently, many of us are really trying to do everything that we can to cut back on the amount of money that we're spending on food. And even if we felt like we had a pretty good process in place before and we were really able to stick to those budgets in the past, it seems like it's becoming more and more difficult to stick to the amounts that we had been spending. And I'm not saying that by meal planning, suddenly you're going to be able to get back to those lower prices, those lower total dollars that you were spending before, because individual items have gone up significantly. So more likely than not, our grocery budgets are going to have to be higher than they were in the past. But the thing is that by meal planning, we know that we're making the best of our grocery budget because we're being very careful about what we're purchasing and making sure that we're only buying the foods that we're actually going to cook. I know that none of us want to waste food at all, just in general, but with the cost of groceries being so high, it's even more important now that we make sure that we're actually eating what we purchase, because every time we buy something and then don't eat it because it went bad or expired and we had to get rid of it, that's money that we spent on food that basically just went in the trash. And now you have to replace the food with new food. If you were going to use an ingredient in a meal and then you had to throw that out, it means you need to replace it with something else to eat that night. So by meal planning, we can be much more accurate in purchasing the food that we know we're actually going to eat. So if you're not already meal planning and you're really trying to find another way to get your grocery budget back a little bit closer to what you'd like it to be, meal planning is something that you might want to start thinking about. When we go into the grocery store without a plan, we often wind up purchasing things that we might not wind up cooking. By planning out your meals for the week, you can create a shopping list off of that, like based off of that meal plan, so you can make sure that you're only purchasing what things you actually plan to be cooking that week. And purchasing extra items that you do not actually need right now can add a lot to your bill. So by making sure that you know, like, this is what I'm going to cook, this is what I'm going to need, and just purchasing those items can really help keep that spending amount lower. If you're purposeful about buying additional items that you are going to have a plan to use, that's not going to cost you extra money in the long run. It's when you wind up purchasing extra items and then you don't use them because that winds up costing a lot of money. You might wind up stocking up your freezer and your pantry with all these extra items that add up over time. And if you don't have a plan to use them up, they're going to wind up getting tossed in the trash at some point. Of course, it's totally fine to pick up some extra chicken because there was a great sale or some extra sides or anything like that. I'm not saying that we only have to go shop and buy specifically only what we need for the upcoming week. It's just that we want to be intentional with the purchases that we are making so that we can make sure we have a plan to use them. So, like, say for example, if you see that chicken is on sale this week in like a big family pack and you know, like, okay, well, that will make like four meals for us or whatever, however many meals it'll make. Well, you don't want to buy that chicken and leave it in the freezer. And then the next time, 3 weeks later, when you have chicken on your meal plan, you go and buy chicken again and forget that you had that food in the freezer. You want to make sure that you say, okay, I bought this much chicken, I split it up, I'm putting it in the freezer. I have enough chicken for four separate meals. So plan when you're going to make those meals. Maybe once a week you're going to make chicken, and then you'll know that for the next 4 weeks you don't need to buy chicken because you already purchased that amount. So it's really just kind of about like being intentional about when you're going to use the food that you purchase and not just kind of putting it away for a future time, because that's when you can wind up letting things sit and forgetting about them. So the other thing too you want to think about, which can help in not purchasing food that's not going to get used, is planning your meals around your life schedule. You want to be realistic about what foods you can actually cook on certain nights. For example, if you buy ingredients to make meals that take an hour to prepare, but you only have 20 minutes to put a meal together, that's not going to work. You're not going to be able to make those meals. Those nights are going to come. You're going to realize there's no way you have time to make those meals. You already bought the food, but you're not going to have time to prepare it. So now you're either going to order out or cook a frozen pizza or whatever it is you wind up needing to do to eat that night. So when you're creating your meal plan, you want to look at your schedule and figure out what you can realistically cook on the various nights of the week. Like, how much time do you actually have? If you have something going on in the evening that's going to take up a lot of your time, make sure that you plan a quick meal for that night. Or if you know that maybe you're going to be going out to dinner or ordering in food to celebrate a family birthday or whatever the case might be, you don't want to purchase food to cook for that night because you're not going to be cooking that night. So you really want to kind of be able to look at your schedule for the upcoming week and make a decision about the meals that you're going to make, how many nights you do actually need to cook, and also what foods you can realistically have time to prepare on those nights. Like, one thing that I have made mistakes on in the past sometimes was not thinking about marinating time or I'm trying to think what else, like simmering time, things like that. Like, sometimes in my mind a meal will be quick, but then I'll be like, oh my gosh, I forgot that this had to simmer for an hour, and now it's going to be like 8 o'clock at night before I can even get that simmering completed. So like, even though I might have time for the actual like prepping part of the meal, you really have to take a look at all the steps of the meal and make sure that you're planning for a meal that you can realistically make from start to finish for that evening that you're planning for. And then another thing with meal planning to make sure you're saving money on groceries is to always make sure you use your fresh ingredients first. So, like I said, we want to waste as little food as possible when we're meal planning. And along with that, it's really important to make sure we plan when our fresh ingredients are going to be used. So what I mean by that is like lettuce, tomatoes, green beans, asparagus, whatever vegetables you're purchasing, or even fruits that you're purchasing that are going to go bad in a pretty short period of time. You want to make sure that you use those up early, like pretty much as close to when you go food shopping as you can, so that you're using them up before they go bad. So you always want to plan to make your recipes or meals that include fresh ingredients like that earlier in the week after you go food shopping. And then things that include like frozen vegetables or canned ingredients or things like that, you want to plan to make later in the week, because that way you make sure that you use up those fresh ingredients before enough time passes that they could start to go bad. And you want to make sure too, if you end up skipping a meal that was going to use up fresh ingredients, to make sure to rearrange your meal plan so that you still wind up using them. So say, for example, if you were going to make a salad on Monday and things went crazy, you got home really late, you ordered in pizza, and then you didn't make that dinner that you were going to make that night. So then Tuesday night comes, and maybe Tuesday you planned on making, frozen vegetables and some other meal. You might want to say, okay, well, let's make this salad instead, and we'll save the frozen vegetables for another meal, because you don't want to forget the fact that you were going to make a salad yesterday. And if you just stick with your Tuesday meal plan without considering the fact that you didn't make that salad yesterday, those salad ingredients are likely going to sit in your fridge and go bad. Or if you decide you want to still make what you were originally going to make on Tuesday night, say it includes frozen vegetables or whatever, and you don't want to have the salad with that meal because either it just doesn't go with the other parts of the meal or for whatever reason, then maybe say, okay, well, I'm going to make a salad to have for lunch tomorrow. But it's just making sure that you're considering, if you had to skip a meal, what ingredients or foods were included in that meal, and is it something that I need to make sure I use up or it's going to go bad? So it's really important to try and make sure those fresh ingredients are used up, because those are the ones that usually wind up costing us a lot of money for purchasing them and then getting them tossed in the trash because they go bad really quickly. Another way to lower your grocery budget is by making sure you use your leftovers, because if you're buying less groceries, it's obviously going to cost less. So you want to make sure that you're using up everything that you purchase. So when you're planning your meals for the upcoming week, make sure to plan to use up any leftovers you have. And that doesn't just have to be leftovers from a meal. It could be side dishes that you want to use up. Maybe you have a side dish that you just made and you're going to be grocery shopping tomorrow, but you know you could use that in the next day or two. So maybe you don't need to purchase a side dish for that upcoming day, and you can skip that and use up what you have. But it can also be things that you purchased and you didn't get to make yet. Like I said, sometimes you wind up needing to order out if a day gets crazy, you just don't have the time to make the meal that you planned on cooking that night. So make sure that you use up those ingredients in a future meal plan. If you plan to make something on Thursday night and you didn't wind up making it, well, maybe put it on Monday's meal plan. And then that's one less meal that you have to purchase next week. You also always want to make sure that you check your freezer and cabinets and fridge to see what else you have that can be used up. Because a lot of times you might be surprised at how much you already have that can go into that next week's meal plan. And that helps you use up all the food that you're purchasing, and it makes your spending less for the upcoming week because you have things on hand that you already purchased. And if you're not being intentional about doing that and looking through what you already have, it's so easy to forget what you already have on hand, and then you can end up purchasing the same things again, and those costs all add up. Another thing that's good about meal planning, how it can save you money on groceries, is if you're meal planning and looking to see what you need for the upcoming week, it's gonna make you go to the grocery store less. You're not gonna realize that you purchased part of a meal, but you need other ingredients to complete the meal. So now you have to run back out to the grocery store. You're going to have a complete list of everything you need, and you're going to get everything all at once. The reason that it's important to lessen your trips to the grocery store is because often every time we enter the grocery store, it's likely that we'll end up grabbing a few more things that we wouldn't have otherwise purchased. And those impulse purchases sometimes, again, might wind up not even getting used. Say if you see like some type of side dish, like a Rice-A-Roni type thing or something is like on sale, and you grab three of them and then they sit in your cabinet for the next 4 months because you really didn't need them and you didn't have a plan for them. Whatever. You wind up seeing items that you weren't ever intending to purchase, and a lot of times we can end up grabbing those. So the less times we can go into the grocery store, the less likely it is going to be that we're going to make extra purchases like that. And it also saves time and gas money by not having to make extra trips to the grocery store. So by meal planning, it not only saves us money in not making those impulse purchases, but it also saves us gas by not having to drive to the grocery store again. Another thing you want to consider when planning your grocery spending is making sure to plan for breakfast, lunch, and snack foods. And I don't mean to literally meal plan those. I do not write down, that I'm gonna have eggs on Monday or a smoothie on Tuesday. I don't do things like that. But we have kind of some standard things that we eat for breakfast and for snacks. Lunches, I usually try and have leftovers, but sometimes that doesn't always happen. So you just want to kind of take a look and see what things you have on hand for those meals, and maybe pick a few breakfast food staples and keep them on hand. Maybe if people in your house like to make sandwiches, you could get some lunch meat. I know I actually stopped buying lunch meat because I would buy it and then nobody would realize it was there, even though it was right in the deli drawer. But I don't know, you think you could just look there and see it, but the end of the week would come and all of a sudden I'd realize nobody even opened the package of turkey meat that I bought, and then I would have to throw it in the trash. And especially as expensive as deli meat is now, It was really upsetting and awful to have to throw that in the trash. So I stopped buying it. And then if somebody requests it, I'll get it for them specifically. But I stopped buying it just to keep it on hand. That's just a side note. But anyway, it's more just the thought of kind of having an idea of what your family's going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and snacks, and taking a look and seeing what you have on hand, and then just kind of restocking some of those items. Because you want to make sure you're purchasing those items at the grocery store, because if you don't have things on hand and people are running out to the convenience store or ordering takeout for any of those meals, it's going to wind up costing you a ton more money than by just making sure that you include those in your plan for the week when you're doing your grocery shopping preparation. And then I just want to say, you know, meal planning does not have to be complicated. A lot of people are kind of opposed to meal planning because they feel like it's going to take up too much time. They don't want to be committed to cooking certain meals on certain days. You know, you don't have to do any, there's no like specific rules to meal planning. You don't have to stick to specific meals for a specific night. You can just plan a handful of meals that you can pick from. You know, of course, you want to be careful of how long things take to cook and make sure that you can prepare those meals at some point during the week, because you don't want to find out that you picked five complicated meals and you have no nights that you can make them on. So just being mindful of having some ideas for some of the meals that you want to make, even if you don't know the specific dates that you're going to make them. It's the fact that you have ingredients on hand for a complete meal. You're not just buying like chicken, but you don't have egg and breadcrumb to make chicken cutlets, or, you know, buying pasta, but you don't have sauce to make like a pasta sauce meal. It's about getting the complete ingredients that you need for a meal so that you can cook the food that you're buying. So you can be very specific, like I am, in having a meal plan, because I like to do that. And I like to just know every morning I look at my meal plan and I know exactly what I'm making that night. But if you do not want to have that, and you're not the person that type of person that's going to want to cook a specific meal on a certain day unless that's what you feel like having, then just have a handful of meals that you'll make at some point during the week. There's no rules for meal planning. And you know, you can even start small by just planning one or two meals a week. And even just by doing that, you'll be surprised what a difference it can make in your grocery budget by making sure that you're only purchasing food for those meals that you're going to make. And it'll make it less complicated because you'll know when you go to make those meals, you're going to have all the ingredients on hand. So that's all I have to say about this topic. I hope this was helpful to you in some way. I really do feel like meal planning has made such a big impact in my grocery budget over the years. So I hope this was helpful to you in some way. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would share it with your friends. I'm really trying to spread the word of this podcast, and if you like it, maybe your friends will too, so I would really appreciate that. And I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode, and don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife, and you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.